Hey, Samuel.
Hey, how's it going, Sean?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you doing today?
Not too bad, not too bad. I was trying to get this call in. James recommended you, so I was just following up trying to get this call in real quick.
Absolutely. That was an exciting time for you. Is that right, Mr. Samuel?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Is this the first time that you're buying a home for yourself?
No, actually, this is the third time.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you're a seasoned vet. You're familiar with the process.
Kind of.
But from where you're living now, you are renting that place, right? The Marina Way apartment?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I love the place that you're buying. James gave me the address, the Jacqueline Lane. So you're going to be the first owner of this property in this brand new construction.
Right, right.
And you're making me think that I need to move out to Fredericksburg too. You know, because you just cannot afford anything like this. Well, I'm in the Sterling area, which is by no means the most expensive part of Northern
right.
Virginia, but this looks like a great buy. So, Samuel, who's buying this property besides you?
I'm the primary buyer, but my fiance, once we get married, she will be on the title.
Ah, okay. So, how far away is that from happening?
In about 6 months.
Okay. And what is her name?
Mary.
Mary. Okay. So she has not taken your last name yet, but you guys are living together?
Somewhat, off and on.
Okay. All right. What is Mary's last name and her date of birth?
Menendez. M-E-N-E-N-D-Z.
Menendez. Okay. All right. When was she born?
Now you're going to challenge me. December 22nd. hold on. 64, right? Of your birth, yes.
61.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was way off. No.
You sure?
61.
I born in 61.
Okay, yeah. She's correcting me.
12/22/61 then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, some of the photos that I'm looking at, Samuel, doesn't look like the house is completely built yet. So what's the date that you and James had in mind that you guys will go to closing on this house?
January 22nd.
January the
22nd. Yes, 22nd.
Okay.
And they're projected to be finished towards the end of December.
Now, were you able to customize details yourself, or you basically are working with a builder to buy a model that they have already, put together as a blueprint?
We went off of one of the models that they had, but everything that they were offering in the model that we were looking to purchase is exactly what we want. So.
Okay. I'm sorry, that date again was January what? January
22nd.
So in the meantime, you're still doing walkthroughs periodically?
Right. Walkthroughs, drive-bys.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
I hope the weather doesn't delay them. But, luckily we have been getting some warmer weather. But if we get some snow, that might cause a little bit of a delay. Let's hope not.
Right.
All right. So is there a basement included in this house?
No, no basement.
Okay, that's what I thought. So it looks like everything is above ground, a flat concrete flat. So we got 2.5 bathrooms, 3 bedroom, and just a 1 car built-in garage, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then your prior address carried over some information for me, Samuel. There's a couple vehicles I wanted to double-check that you were the owner of. We got an Equinox, a Hyundai Accent, and a Chevy Blazer.
Uh-huh.
All 3 of those belong to you?
I'm sorry?
All 3 of those cars belong to you?
The Equinox is my ex's, but my responsibility. The Chevy Blazer is mine. My daughter's car is the Hyundai, and the primary note on that, I'm a co-signer on that one.
So what does that mean for you? Do you have all those vehicles on your policy, or are you paying for someone else's policy based on the registration? They have the car on their insurance.
So the Equinox and the Hyundai, they're on a separate policy than mine because they're in actually separate zip codes. But I am paying the insurance.
Okay. So, like, the daughter's policy would be in her name, separate policy. You're paying for it, but it's not coming out of your policy.
Right.
Got it. So just the... The accident will belong to you?
Yes. I'm sorry, just the what?
Just the accident?
So the Chevy Blazer.
The Blazer is the one that is yours, solely.
Yeah, I'm back in my car now. We were walking around the mall a little bit.
Okay, doing a little Christmas shopping?
Yeah, something like that. Shopping for something, yes.
What do you do for work, Mr. Willis?
Yeah. Matter of fact, my position just recently changed here with the offer that I just got last week. Director of Facility Protection Division for USDA.
Okay.
Which was a promotion for me.
Hey, we can celebrate that.
Absolutely.
I heard you were at Harry Winston buying a new Rolex.
Nah, no, nope. I'm a very modest person. I'll spend it if I need to.
Well, Sam, from your new address where you're going to be living in January, Fredericksburg, you going to be commuting into work, or do you have a remote work position?
I'll be commuting in via VRE.
Okay, you do a little carpooling?
No, the Virginia Rail Express is a train.
Oh, no kidding. So that's convenient. Mm-hmm. So from your house, you just drive to the train station?
Yep, it's about 2 minutes.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that. Okay. And I've got your driver's license, Samuel, but I'll need for you to provide Mary's.
Okay. I don't think she has a driver's license here. Her driver's license is Peru.
Oh, okay. So she's a non-driver?
Right. Well, no, she drives, but not on a United States driver's license.
Okay. So she's got, what, like an international license?
Yes.
She drive her own vehicle, or she's driving the Blazer?
She's driving this one every now and again.
Okay. And would she be insured on under your current policy?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. All right, and just so we're clear, Regina, she'll be your ex?
Yes, she is. It's already, yes, she is.
Okay, because I was going to ask you about your driving history, and I see there's a lot of roadside service claims and other types of accidents where Regina was the driver.
Yes. My history, good.
Yeah, it seemed like
I'm insured with USAA.
Oh, really? It comes up with Geico.
Shouldn't, not for the Blazer. I could send you the policy and everything.
Okay, so you work in active military or?
Retired military.
So then maybe it is Brianna, your daughter, who's got Geico?
She and Regina has Geico.
Okay. I'm asking these questions, Sam, because for us to discuss the home insurance, we got to get through some screens first. But we
sure.
always end up packaging everything together. It's better for you. We knock off about 40% off when we do a bundle. Now, I can go over the home insurance with you first. We'll
okay, that's fine.
Just send the vehicle. Is there anything that would not appear in the pictures that I've had the chance to look through? The ones that are available.
You mean reference the home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you clarified there's no basement.
No basement. There's a patio slab in the back.
Patio slab, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that was photographed. About how, what are the dimensions on that approximately?
Wow. I don't have the contract sitting in front of me, but I know it's it was upgraded to what the normal size is. I want to say it's – I can get that information to you. I can send you an email with it.
That'd be good. It doesn't have to be approximate, but, you know, we just multiply it if it's, you know, 15 by 20 square feet and we just have
– I want to say it was 10 by something. The regular slab was 8 by. I know this is 10 by.
10 by something.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Okay, yeah. If you want to follow up on an email, it's not that important. We just kind of like to be as precise as we can. So we got part of the room carpeted. We got some genuine hardwood in part. And then the front of the house, that's not vinyl, right? That's some other...
It's not vinyl. I want to say it's what they call the shake shingles.
Is that wood?
I'm 75% sure it is. Or maybe some type of composite material. Like I said, I don't have a contract sitting out in front of me, so that's...
If I mention the word hardy plank, would that ring a bell to you?
I know what hardy plank is. I'm just not sure if that's it.
Okay, yeah, it does appear to be like a little thicker material. And you got a little bit of stonework.
Mm-hmm.
So besides you and Mrs. Menendez, who else would be living there besides you?
That's it.
We don't have any animals in the house.
Nope.
And then the total square feet above ground is going to be about 1,700, right?
Yeah, about 1,760.
All right. What part of the house are you looking most forward to spending your time in?
Actually, if I had to put a – probably where we're going to make the family room at.
Yes, nice. Looks like you got a sizable backyard as well.
Yeah, that is actually pretty – it's bigger than what I thought it would be when we pulled up – you know, when we first pulled up on the place with our realtor.
All right, Ms. Samuel, so this will be the breakdown. You know, our obligation, of course, we want to rebuild the house in the event that it's destroyed, catches fire, damaged by a severe storm, anything like that. So,
sure.
We calculate the estimated replacement cost, how much money we think it's going to cost to rebuild, based on the quality of the material. It looks like you got some nice granite in there. So everything is a little bit of a superior quality than a builder grade, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're taking that into account. We figure if this house were to be completely rebuilt, you know, we're not going to cover the land value, but just the cost of the reconstruction of the building should run us about $260,000. So that's what we'll be insuring the house for. And, of course, you have coverage for all major storm damage, wind, hail, hurricane, fire, smoke damage, burglary. You have any issues with water backing up into your house, that's covered. We cover the underground plumbing below the house in case you have any interruptions. We cover the breakdown of your major home systems, which is very cool. It's like a home warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So if your HVAC unit fails, then we'll replace it. The hot water heater fails, we can replace it. Some pump stops working, same thing.
Oh, wow.
So we build in all that coverage. Anybody gets hurt on your property, you have liability protection up to $500,000. And then let's say, for example, your house did catch fire and you and Mrs. Menendez cannot live there, then we'll pay for you to live somewhere else, up to 2 years, all expenses paid, you know,
up
to 24 years. You know, there's no limit on the amount of money spent. We basically just want to make sure that you can maintain your same standard of living. So that's going to either be a comparable size house or an extended hotel stay.
Sure.
All right. Now, the home insurance would be handled outside of your auto insurance. Auto insurance will bill you directly for, but home insurance will roll into your escrow. That's going to pay for your mortgage, your property tax, and your insurance. So what we're planning to do when you go to settlement on the 22nd, that's a Friday, is the closing costs will be collected, and that'll pay for your insurance in full, and then the title company will disperse a bunch of checks to parties.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. So we have estimated your insurance to be about $787 per year, you know, roughly about $65 a month, I would say.
Right, right.
And that includes a discount for having your cars with us as well, or at least the Blazer. And then so we pivot over back to that. You remember anything about your auto insurance? Is there anything that you have a preference on? We absolutely have to have this covered or absolutely have to have this feature. What's most important to you?
I don't have the policy in front of me, but right offhand, if I would, I guess one thing would be the deductible. What would it be like in the event that I was in a collision and it was my fault, the deductible, of course, life and loss, coverage for, you know, for the anybody that I was actually, if I was in an accident to run into or something like that, make sure that we're well covered for that.
That's a great question. So your policy covers two components. It covers liability to others, which would include the bodily injury that someone else would sustain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the property damage that you would cause. So if you're at fault for an accident, your property damage covers you up to $100,000.
Okay.
And then and then your vehicle, we could repair after you pay your deductible, which is $500. And that deductible, by the way, Samuel, it decreases every single year.
Really?
Yeah, every year you don't have an accident or file a claim, then you get an automatic $100 credit off the deductible. So
wow.
The first year it'll be $500, the second year it'll be $400, third year it'll be $300. You know, eventually it'll be zero.
Wow.
And you have unlimited use of roadside service, and then you have coverage for a rental vehicle in the event that you need one as well. Do you happen to know what the liability that you carry is right now?
I know my deductible, but without the policy being right in front of me, I couldn't quote you on that.
Okay. Probably I want to talk to Brianna because I think that she's insured at the state minimum with GEICO, and that's a problem. But hopefully that's not you. Now, the state minimum would be the $25,000, $50,000 limits of coverage. That's good for nothing. I mean, that's a garbage policy. You should replace that right away. What I would recommend for homeowners, minimum, is the $300,000 limit, and that's even a little bit low in today's standards. I mean, most of my clients that I'm helping move into new homes, I'm insuring at $500,000, and then we talk about a million-dollar umbrella policy on top of that, just because the seriousness of you being sued for someone's injuries, you got to expect that you are potentially responsible for their surgery,
right,
their physical therapy, their pain and suffering, their lost wages, everything that entails. So, I mean, at a very bare minimum, Samuel, and I hope that you have superior coverage to this. If not, we can increase it, but I would recommend $300,000 limit of liability for you.
Mm-hmm.
If we did that, then we can provide you a year-long policy for 12 months at $1,152 per year. Now, that's if you pay in full for the entire year. If you pay it monthly, then it's a little bit different. But most of our clients will pay in full for the year because when they do that, they save an additional 7%.
Mm-hmm.
But those are two main options we got. So it's either going to be $1,152 for the entire year, or you pay for it monthly, it'll be about $105 per month.
Got it.
Now, all that we would need would be your bank information to clarify whether or not we're going to bill you annually or monthly. And then home insurance, as long as it's set up through escrow, we just have that settled with James and his team. We get a copy of the policy sent over to them, and then they prepare the settlement.
But that won't start until after we close, right?
Correct. Yeah, I can't even start it yet. The furthest that I can issue a policy would be 6 weeks out. So 6 weeks from today, the furthest we can go out now is January the 8th. But I'm thinking early December we can have a policy issued to start in January. And then James and you would have everything that you would need in advance for that insurance to start.
Okay. And in terms of the vehicle insurance, you said bundling. Because I just got billed for insurance this month. I'm trying to think when would maybe
yeah,
that
actually,
was...
Great question. So how that's going to work is if you've already paid, you know, for the month or the rest of the term or whatever the case may be.
Right.
We just send a termination request to USAA. Basically telling them effective this day that we're replacing the policy. And then any amount of money that you've already spent gets prorated and refunded back to you.
And that will start coverage immediately or after this month's already done?
So I'm going to want to have both policies start on the same date, just for your convenience.
Okay. Now that would be perfect.
So whatever you paid up until that point, until January 22nd,
mm-hmm.
and then we figure out whether you're due back a refund or you have a small bill. But, I mean, it's prorated either way.
Okay.
No money that you would lose.
All right. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. So which one of those options sounds better to you, the annual or the monthly?
Well, I'm a – by nature, I'm a planner, and anytime I can plan ahead and take care of things ahead of time and not have to worry about it as a, you know, monthly reoccurring, oh, I got to remember to pay this, oh, I got to remember to do that. So the yearly sounds better to me.
All right. Yep. That's what most of our clients choose, especially you're spending the same amount of money anyways.
Right.
Then at least get the discount associated with paying up front for the year. So how that's going to work, Sam, when you do provide your banking information to me, we're going to send you the application for the insurance as well as with an authorization form. And then when you sign those documents, it will initiate your payment for the year. So it's not necessarily going to come on the effective date, but it's going to come out whatever day you sign the documents.
Okay, so what it does, what do you need for banking information? What all do you need?
The routing number and the account number.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I need the routing number and the account number. Those are the two pieces we need.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
The routing number is 314-074-269.
All right. Now, if I read that back to you, Samuel, I have 314-074-269. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then I've also got your account number.
Okay, let me pull that up really quick here for you. I'm pulling up the app. I just want to make sure that I give you the correct account number. Okay, go to accounts, go to checking.
Okay. By the way, what's the name of the bank?
USAA.
USAA, okay.
3156 is going to be it.
While you're
okay, you
there,
ready?
Yes, and I was going to say, while you're in there, if you can read me the USAA policy number, then.
Okay, yeah, I can get that for you as well.
Okay.
The account number is going to be 026-01-831-56.
And I'll read that back as well. So I have 026-018-3156.
That's correct.
All right.
And you want the policy number, right, for the insurance?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me half a second. And auto policy. Okay, policy number 1549-0029-7105.
That was 1549-0029-7105.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Now, Samuel, because the policy effective date is not till January 22nd, it'll be about 2 weeks before I can even issue it. And then when I do issue it, you and I will talk again, but the application and the authorization form will be sent out to you. It's going to be early December. And
okay.
then you'll have 14 days to sign the authorization form. And the authorization form is what will actually deduct the annual pay out of your account for the policy that will start January the 22nd. And at that point, we would contact USAA to terminate their plan also on the 22nd of January.
Okay.
But for now, we just kind of sit tight because I didn't realize your closing date wasn't until the end of January. But once we are able to, then we'll issue your documents. We'll make sure James and his team get a copy. And if anything happens in the next 2 weeks, or maybe there's a delay of settlement due to weather-related events, then just call me. Let me know.
Okay.
But I'll reminders to know what to do on what date so we stay on track.
Yeah, I was going to ask, will you be contacting James? Because he sent me an email and asked me to make sure that I had the conversation with you, and I think he wanted to at least know what the how the conversation went or whatnot.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was going to call him at the end of the day regardless. So.
Okay.
That'll work out just fine. I'll let him know that you and I chatted.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Hey, it was great getting to know you, Sam. And if for any reason you got questions leading up to the closing or afterwards, feel free to reach me. You call my main office. You'll get my receptionist, Michael. You may get another team member, but if you want to talk to me, just ask for Sean.
All right, Sean. I really appreciate your time and everything. And if I happen to get referrals, is it okay if I send them towards you? Because that's a good quote for the homeowner's insurance.
Yeah, send them all day long. We're located in Sterling. So you can introduce them to my email, the one that we've exchanged emails on, and then we'll take good care of them.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate it because I was going to share with you what USAA quoted me on, because I did call them. I did find out from them what their policy would look like. And, yeah. Just say I'm quite happy with our discussion.
Oh, good. Well, I'm happy we can make your day. You know anybody else that is in the process of purchasing a home or maybe is also with USAA and they're likely getting ripped off?
I'll find out and let you know.
Yeah, please do. You'd be doing them a great favor.
Absolutely. Certainly appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Well, take care of yourself, Samuel. And I know we're running short on time, but for you and Mrs. Menendez getting married in the near future, we're gonna want to circle back with you and discuss some life insurance in the future. It's going to be
absolutely
very important for your financial
absolutely
plan.
All right, Sean. You have a great day, and looking forward to working with you.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. You have a nice Thanksgiving, too.
You too.
All right, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.